This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Governor Charlie Baker is pledging to step up the amount of testing offered in the Bay State. He says reopening the economy depends on increased testing. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now. What is the state's actual plan, Steve?
Well, Lisa, right now the state has the lab capacity to handle 30,000 tests a day. Of course, not that many tests are being conducted due to supply limits. But the governor says they'll be submitting their testing proposal to the Fed soon.
The plan calls for boosting overall capacity to 45,000 tests per day by the end of July. That would be over 16 million tests a year. And 75,000 tests per day by the end of December. That would be over 27 million tests per year, with the goal of decreasing our positive test rate over time to less than 5%.
So those are longer-term goals that the governor hopes to reach by the end of the year, but I understand that there are some things going on that could increase testing for the short term. What are they?
Yeah, the state announced that they're expanding their partnership with CVS, which tomorrow will have available 10 testing sites around the state. Now, you have to make an appointment through the CVS website, but that should increase capacity. And these are less invasive tests. You actually do it yourself in front of a technician. The other tests that have been administered involve a long swab, but those who have had it done say it is quite unpleasant.
And Governor Baker acknowledged today that he himself has been tested. He was given one of those long swabs with a swab seeming to disappear up your nose. Did he say why he took the test?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. He and the lieutenant governor were tested after Public Safety and Security Secretary Tom Turco had tested positive for the coronavirus. Both Baker's and the lieutenant governor's tests were negative.
On Monday, we find out how businesses will begin the process of reopening, but the governor says how that rolls out depends on the coronavirus data. What specifically is he looking at?
Well, he's looking at trends on a variety of metrics, the infection rate, daily deaths, hospitalizations. But I asked him if there's one particular metric that's especially concerning to him, and he said he's closely watching the number of people in the ICU.
You know, roughly 40 to 45% of all the ICU bed days are people under the age of 60. They survive in part because we have ICU beds available to them that can help them and their bodies sort of fight their way through it. So I pay a lot of attention to the ICU number because I think it's really important with respect to our ability to help people get better.
Steve, what are the latest coronavirus figures out from the Department of Public Health, and specifically what's the number of people in intensive care units showing?
Yeah, it shows 781 people in intensive care units right now. That's down. It's trending downward. It was closer to 800 yesterday. So they're coming down, you know, in smaller numbers, but they are trending downward. And some of the other numbers are trending downward as well. The latest shows 167 people who died and their deaths reported in the last day or so. Again, the number of deaths, still that number's kind of high, but it is trending downward.
We seem to be learning new things about how devastating COVID-19 can be every day. Many of the victims we know are older. We're learning now about how the virus manifests itself in some younger patients as well. What's the latest on this younger version of the virus, or the version that seems to strike young people?
Yeah, this is very troubling. It's an inflammatory syndrome that has been affecting some children following a bout with COVID-19. Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says there are 9 known cases in Massachusetts, and the DPH has issued an order to healthcare professionals to be aware of it.
So we don't know what the prevalence is of the condition in Massachusetts yet. That's why the public health order was so important, because what was happening was the Department of Public Health was calling, our epidemiologists were calling the hospitals, but we wanted to put out what the conditions are that primary care and hospitals should be looking for to report this condition.
And finally, very briefly, Steve, it's Thursday. Unemployment numbers are out. How do they look this week?
Yeah, we now have 1 million workers collecting unemployment insurance in Massachusetts due to the shutdown. The weekly numbers are down somewhat from last week. Between the standard unemployment and the new program for self-employed workers, another 114,000 workers filed last week.
Thank you very much. WBUR's senior statehouse reporter, Steve Brown. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.